Adam shoots. Oh, what a goal! What a goal from Charlie Adam! What a goal! As Bomber said, he's got him in his locker! Baggies 1, Stoke 2.
Aston Villa's miserable season ends in a dismal defeat. They have been beaten by Spurs 3-0 at White Hart Lane.
Yes! Yes, no whistle goes! No whistle goes! Blues are safe! They are staying in the championship!
Hi, I'm Tom Ross. Welcome to a special edition of Extra Time here on The Goal Zone on Free Radio 80s. Tonight, we're asking Baggies fans who they'd want as new head coach following the sacking of Pepe Mel. And what do you think of Roy Hodgson's former assistant Terry Burton coming back to the Hawthorns as technical director, with Richard Garlick now the head of football administration? But is swapping head coaches like swapping deck chairs on the Titanic a waste of time? Remember, the same players cost Steve Clarke his job. And what about Aston Villa? Paul Lambert and Paul Faulkner off to see Randy Lerner to discuss plans for next season. And sources tell me that there is no buyer for Villa yet. There is no sale to a wealthy American done yet. Randy made it clear when he said in his statement that he's decided to look for new owners now. Social media is awash with rumours, though, of Larry Ellison, the fifth richest man in the world, having already agreed to buy the club. Not true, is what I'm told. Even Sir Doug Ellis is at it. He's saying, I think his exact words were that he believed a new buyer would almost certainly be from the USA. Well, to be honest with you, Randy Lerner's American. The bank trying to sell it are American, so I think it's a fair assumption that maybe the favourites might be American owners. Blues, still no news of what is happening re the sale. The problem is that they cannot sell the club per se. They can only sell 24% of it to stay on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange listings. But any buyer would have an agreement that they would run the club and eventually, over a fixed term, own the lot. But without anything happening on the sale side, it'll be the same team and attitude next season, loans and freeze. I know the season has only just finished, but there's so much to do and not much time to do it when it comes to discussing contracts with your squad, recruiting new players, and if you don't know what the wage limits are going to be. And that applies in different levels to West Brom, to Villa and to Blues. And while we're at it, your views on the England squad for Brazil. 0330 660 0999. Facebook, search for The Goal Zone with Tom Ross and leave them there. Twitter, tweet me at The Goal Zone. As always, first though, and I'm still waiting for Ian Taylor, late yet again. First though, the day's sporting headlines with Chris.
Free Radio 80s.
Sport. West Brom have appointed former coach Terry Burton as technical director, with Richard Garlick now director of football administration. Burton will officially rejoin on June the 1st. Villa goalkeeper Brad Guzan has been named in USA's World Cup squad, while Albion defender Diego Lugano could feature against England after his call-up to Uruguay. Meanwhile, Villa have confirmed a pre-season friendly against Warsaw at the Banksy Stadium in August. Tim Sherwood has been sacked as Tottenham's head coach after just 5 months in charge. It's the second leg of the League One playoff semi-final between Leyton Orient and Peterborough tonight. The tie is all square at one apiece. Warwickshire's Ian Bell and Chris Wokes have been named in England's T20 and one-day squads for matches against Sri Lanka. Andrew Flintoff could be on the verge of a comeback to competitive cricket. The ex-England captain is considering playing for his former county side Lancashire in this year's 2020 competition. And Cradley Heathen Speedway meet against Mildenhall is off, and that's because of a waterlogged track at Monmagreen.
The Goal Zone.
So, where's Ian Taylor? Been saying he's on his way. I think, Villa fans, it might be wise to have a look and drag the cuts, because he's not been happy with Villa recently. So I don't know whether he's gone over the top. But he'll be here shortly, hopefully, and need him to talk about exactly what's happening there. So much rumour and speculation. And a lot of people, you know, that I respect on social media, Howard Hodgson, people like that, have said that they think it'll be a done deal before the end of June. And they read into Randy's statement that the deal is being done or has been done. I don't see it like that, if I'm honest. I really don't see it like that. I've read the statement time after time, and, you know, the thing that stands out is he said, I feel now is the time for me to look for new ownership and new leadership. I've asked the world of Paul Lambert and Paul Faulkner, and they have both delivered selflessly. On a personal level, it's time for me, like the Shunammites, to dwell among my own and get on with other aspects of my career, following a sale. I don't read into that that the sale's done. Maybe I'm wrong, but my sources, and they're good sources, tell me that there's no buyer yet. A lot of people on social media are saying, yeah, but Doug Ellis said that, well, if you actually look what Doug Ellis said, he said he believed that a sale would be to Americans. Well, that's not saying fact, is it? I believe it could happen. I believe it'll go to Americans. But that doesn't mean it's happened. The front page of the Birmingham Mail is all about Arabs, which could be misleading till you read the story. And it says they've spoke to football financial experts who say that, you know, they believe Arabs would be interested in Villa, but not that there's anything happening. My sources tell me no deal done, no sale yet. We are now with the bank actively looking for someone to buy it. That's what I'm told. Funny enough, Ian Taylor was told exactly the same from a different source. Anyway, above all, the debt I owe Aston Villa, says Randy Lerner, whether as owner, chairman, custodian or simply a fan, is to put the club first. To make good on that debt, I owe it to Villa to move on and look for fresh, invigorated leadership. If in my heart I feel I can no longer do the job. I think he's done great things with the training ground, the club, the infrastructure of the club has been brilliant. He's had enough, is how I read into it. He's had enough. He wants to hand these privileges and responsibilities to the next person or group to take the club forward. And on a practical level, the club will continue with its normal operations and plans for the summer. I've no doubt that the core staff at both Villa Park and Bodymore Heath, da-di-da-di-da. I just can't work out. For me, that doesn't say it's sold. What do you think? 0330660999. For me, it doesn't say it's sold. And my sources tell me it isn't. And also tell me that, you know, it's just being put on the market. Now, one thing's for certain. There will be people who want Aston Villa. It's a big club. Massive club. Good stadium. Everything about it is there to be bought. But is it going to be the fifth richest man in the world? And I'm also told, and this is only on social media, that Larry Ellison was seen at Villa Park. There's now talk and investigation into that might have been a Photoshop job where somebody's, you know, he wasn't there at all. So because of all, and social media does this. It's brilliant for a lot of things, for people who use it properly. For others, it's the source of misinformation. And sometimes people read the misinformation and take it as gospel. And sometimes that's absolutely not the way to do it. We will see what happens. But Paul Lambert, I'm told, and the manager could be on their way to America this week to meet Paul and to meet Randy and discuss the plans for next season. I'm told that those two are going ahead with their plans. So we will see. That's what I know. Sorry if it isn't the news you want, but that's what I am told and what I know. But the one thing's for certain, there will be people who want to buy a club like Aston Villa. Will it be the ones you want? Will it be the ones you've been led to believe will do it? I think that's a totally different story. West Brom, Terry Burton back. He comes in as head of football, the technical director for football. Richard Garlick is now head of football administration. As I read it, Albion fans, the manager or coach, the new head coach, will say, I need a centre forward, for example. He will then go and say, right, Terry, we need a centre forward. Richard, we need a centre forward. I think Richard Garlick will highlight the ones that are available that come into the criteria that West Brom have, whether it's wages or transfer fees. Then Terry Burton will make the football decision with the head coach. And hopefully, you know, you'll never get in a position where you buy people like Victor Anachibi again, who, with all due respect to him, great guy, nice fella, never been a goal scorer, even his career. So Albion can't afford a record signing up front not to get them the goals that keep them in the, you know, where they want to be. So I think this is a positive move with Terry Burton. Still looking for a head coach. Do you think with Terry Burton there, might they be tempted with Keith Downing and Dean Kiely? I wrote before Pepe Mel that that's what I'd have done till the end of the season. The players respect them. Also, Albion fans, what about, and we'll keep Rich and Sid, won't be too long, but Albion fans, what about players who Bomber mentioned it, didn't he? Went behind the manager's back complaining that they couldn't, wasn't what they wanted to do, they couldn't play the system. Also complaining, now I heard one player had come out and said we couldn't understand him at training, couldn't get his thoughts across. Well, Pochettino doesn't have a problem down at Southampton, does he? Players sometimes hide behind other people when they haven't performed. What do you think? 0330 66 00999. And Blues, nothing happening whatsoever. Nothing whatsoever at the moment. You know, I know that there are bids in. People want them. They're desperate to get hold of them. But nothing happening. We'll find out exactly what happens, I'm sure, because they can't continue for too much longer, I wouldn't have thought, without something happening. Is the biggest problem the fact that 24% is all they can sell at the moment? With an agreement to buy the rest, but you run the club from now, but that way BIHL stays on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. And the other thing that gets to me, all the people selling the club are BIHL people. So are they going to sell it for the best deal for BIHL or the best deal for Birmingham City? They don't always correlate, do they? They don't always work in tandem. We'll find out. 0330 66 00999, text 87867, put Ross, your name and your comments. Facebook, search for The Goal Zone with Tom Ross, leave your comments there. Or Twitter, tweet me, at The Goal Zone. Still waiting for Ian Taylor, who apparently is stuck in traffic. How unprofessional is that? He would never miss a kickoff in his life, but he's missed my kickoff, and wait till he gets it, he's going to get it. Dog's abuse. Rich, how are you doing?
How you doing, Tom? Yeah, well, yeah, talking about titles, in the last home game against Hull, when we won 3-1 and secured our safety, he got the biggest cheer.
I can't believe that. I can't believe
it. You were there, weren't you?
No, I wasn't. No. I couldn't.
I'll tell you what, the fans sung his name for about 10 minutes in the second half, and he was on it, and he weren't even on the pitch.
But how does that make, you know, people like Paul Lambertfield and all the others, and,
well, you know, let's be honest, it's been an awful season.
Oh, guess, hang on, Rich, 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 Rich,
Rich, Rich,
Rich, Rich, guess who's arrived?
Yeah.
Good evening.
Oh, you think there's only one Ian Taylor?
Yes, oh. I like that.
I can't believe it. He was there and he was saying it, biggest cheer of the day, you. And I saw the picture of you standing up on the seat with your arms outstretched. Outrageous.
Bit of personality at Villa Park.
Well, that could catch on.
But he was the only one that day. No, I suppose he can recite Warman with you, a personality.
What,
that
didn't
day
you realise, Rich?
Reason, but there you go.
Rich, didn't you realise that he wasn't with his the Terrace Boys on the Holt? He was in the Prawn Sandwich Brigade.
I was with the Terrace Boys in the Prawn Sandwich Brigade.
But he still got the biggest shit of the day, didn't he? You know, like,
well, anyway, you know, what do you make of all this, Rich? What do you make of it all?
We've had an awful season. We've had an awful four seasons, haven't we, Tom? You know, it's obvious Randy Lerner, I think he lost the rest a while back. But you know, Paul Lambert's going over there to talk about next season.
Yes.
Well, what's that mean? The odds are he's not even going to be there. If anything, I would imagine he'll come back and he will have resigned because, I just don't know what's going on. He's going to go over there to talk about what's happening next season. If nobody buys a club, what's happening next season is the same as what's happened this season and the same as what's happened the season before. You know, you've either got to stand still, improve or get worse. And the way things are, you know, we've gradually got worse since Martin O'Neill left. And I know you always blart on about the money Martin O'Neill spent, but if you look at the money that was spent over, since Randy Lerner's been there, something like 200 odd million, you know, in a Premiership club over 7 or 8 years, that ain't a lot of money, is it?
I think it is. It might not be. Hang on,
it is a lot of money.
It might not be for Man City. It might not be. It might not be
compared to. It's not compared to most Premier League clubs.
No, it is. That's nonsense. It is. It's a lot more than most Premier League clubs, but not the Chelseas, not the Man Cities. But I'm afraid, and this is what you've got to cut. You ain't in that league.
That's where we're at. I know. Yeah,
you're not in that league. You're not in that league.
Okay, so we're not in that league. So now, what if this Mr. Ellison, or the richest man on the planet? Boys, then we will be in that league.
But who said he? I'm not being funny. Who said he's buying it?
Well, no, nobody. We don't know who's buying it. If anyway, like you say, has it been sold or is he just talk? We know it's going to be sold.
Oh, it definitely will go because it'll definitely be sold, Tails, because it's a massive club and it's a great attractive club.
At the end of the day, someone's got to buy it.
Somebody's got to buy it, and when you look at what's needed, the investment in playing.
It's not just.
It ain't just buying the club.
It's to invest in players as well.
Because then all of a sudden it becomes, you know, when you consider you get, I don't know, what do they get now in from the sky? I'm not sure. You get so much per place, but you also get a fixed fee. I don't know whether that's 50, 60 million. But Villa's wage bill's 52. Is it 54 or something? It's a massive wage bill still.
Who's going to buy that club for 200 million and put in another 200 million? That's not 500 million or more.
It ain't going
to
happen, mate.
Into a half decent position.
I think he's going to have
trouble selling the club for the money he wants.
What worries me?
Hang on. Who said he wants 200 million?
Well, that's the figure that's been bandied about, isn't it?
Well, that don't mean it's right.
That's the thing. Nobody really knows, do they?
Listen, he paid 83 million or 84
yes,
million.
Yes, he did.
For it,
83
right?
million.
And now he gave Doug 63, and 20 million went into that escrow account to buy players. That was Doug's gift to the club. Now, but he paid. But as far as the chairman, the owner's concerned, Randy Lund, he paid 83 million. Now, I would imagine most people would say at this moment, "If I could get my money out, that'd do me to get all your money back." Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You'd be happy to get your money out.
Well, he ain't, because he spent 200 million. You can tell us he spent 100 million.
Yeah, but you don't get that back. When you buy anything, listen, you don't buy a house for 200,000, for £100,000, say, do all the bathroom and say, "Oh, I want all that back." I'm sorry, the market value for the house is what you get, and the market value for Villa is what they'll get, not the fact that he spent a fortune, because that fortune, by the way, that he spent on all those assets are gone. They've gone to other clubs. And now...
Martin O'Neill bought the assets. Now, everybody else has sold them since then.
Exactly. So the assets that he spent his money on aren't there. You've got Silla and all the rest of them. So who's gonna pay you 200 million? If you could find Aston Villa now with... Ben Tecky, say, for example, Bent, Milner, and all those great players that they had, you might think, well, I haven't got to spend too much on the plane, so I might pay a bit more.
Oh, he's still got Bent, you know. He ain't gone.
Neither has Alan Hutton.
He ain't gone, has he?
I don't know.
He's only gone on loan.
Tails, what do you read about all this? Because I keep being told by my sources, and they're impeccable, by the way, you know, no deal, no sale, We're carrying on as normal, but they're actively looking for a buyer. Yeah. Now, they will find a buyer because Villa is a good, attractive club. But it ain't going to happen. I hear somebody on social media saying there are people saying it'll be done by the weekend.
No chance.
Not in a million years.
What worries me if it goes into pre-season?
Ah, but then you've got a manager who's changing things around, not really knowing if the new owners, when they come, will want him.
Will want him.
All the players he's buying.
And that's the problem.
He won't be able to buy anybody, will he? He ain't going to let him buy anybody.
We'll be playing catch-up before
the season starts. He's had to cut the wage bill as it is. I ain't going to let him spend a load of money on players. All he's going to do is bring in players who are only as good as what we've got, and they're not very good, are they?
Your recruitment's done. Should be being done before the end of the season. All the work, isn't it? The groundwork's done before the end of the season. You don't start doing it, you know, end of July. You're going to be in trouble.
Arms, or you know, it's not the Blue Noses, any you know, they've got a bill for next season. The blooming chairman's in jail, you know. How does that work? Mm,
thanks for reminding me.
You know what's saying? You've got to start building early when you don't even know if you're going to be there.
Yeah, but I think...
Who's going to sign for Paul Lambert if he talks him into signing and then I think, well, he probably won't even be there. Nobody's going to do it.
But two very different...
Would you sign for anybody on them grounds?
Hang on, two very different scenarios, Birmingham, who are absolute turmoil and a shambles, but Villa aren't at that stage. Villa are not at that stage. They are an attractive proposition with people who could, and Randy Lerner can look at you in the face and go, I'll accept that deal, job done. Mm. That can't happen at Blues at the moment.
Yeah, I think a question to Tiles.
Go on.
Answer that question. If Paul Lambert comes to you now, and I know you're a big gun in the legs, but if he comes to you now and he's going, like, I want you to come and sign for me, you'd look, what would you think?
It depends where you're coming from. A lot of the players that he signed up to now, honestly, you'd look at Aston Villa and think, what a great club to go to.
Yeah, absolutely.
All the players that he signed up to now, they jumped at the chance to come to Aston Villa.
And rightly so.
As you would.
Yeah, but the club weren't being sold then. The club
it doesn't matter.
But you're missing the point, Rich. You're missing the point. The players that he brought in... If you went now to, I don't know, let's just throw something stupid in. If you went to Yaya Toure and said, do you want to come to Aston Villa? He'd go,
you're all right,
forget it. Or I'll have a thing.
But go to the Championship.
And they go,
to a League One in France.
Or Chesterfield, or where Barry came from. They'll go, please get me there.
They'd run to Villa Park.
Of course they will, because we've already got them players from there. Tom, we've signed players from the Championship and lower divisions, and we've loaned players that we've already got, young players, out to them sort of teams.
I know.
It's ridiculous. You know, there's got to be some investments, or, you know, well, I don't
Listen,
know.
Listen, the one thing that...
But on a final note, yeah. I've renewed my season.
One thing that thing that does get to me big time is that throughout the season, everybody at a high level at Villa has been saying to me, we're making great progress. This club's making great progress. We're better this year than we were last year. We're making progress. I'm a third and a half way through my 5-year plan, and this is Paul Lambert. We're in progress. Now, all of a sudden, Paul Lambert's going, if we don't buy good players, we're going to be in the same mess. Yeah. Now, we know that. Yeah. Listen, he's right, because he's dead right, Paul Lambert.
Yeah.
But for a year, he's been towing the party line and not telling the truth.
Only because he got sold down the river, just like Alex McLeish, they were put in there to do a job, and that job was to cut the wage bill and struggle on with what you got, and that's what they've had to do, and that's why we're where we are now, and that's why if nothing changes between now and next August, that's where we'll be again.
I would love to see Paul Lambert if he had a big pot of money and see what he'd do. Then you can judge him properly.
If it's some Abu Dhabis or whatever's in. Throw a load of dough in and let's see what we got then. And Tom, you'll be the first to say, yeah, but what about all the young kids coming through? The young kids have come through and they ain't good enough.
I'm not saying anything about the young kids. Rich, you should know better than to put words in my mouth, but...
No, but you say that, Tom. If Tony comes in and buys all the big money foreign players, what happens to grassroots?
I think there has to be...
You say that all the time. We all think that.
Rich, I've never said... They've got to be in the first team. What I've always said, and Tails will verify, there's got to be a way to develop them to play in the first team. And the only way they can play in the first team is by playing with better players. Because if you hadn't have done it with Gareth Barry, he wouldn't have developed. If you hadn't have done it with Gabby Agbonlahor, wouldn't have developed. And all the other great youngsters that came through and are now playing in the Premier League would not. And let me tell you now that there are players that in that Premier League now that have had great seasons, Cale, Davis and others, that you would die to have in your team now. And you and your mates, let them go, Rich, because you don't like youngsters coming. Don't stop me.
You've set him off now, Rich.
What about Gary Cale? Martin O'Neill sold him, signed about 10 centre-halves for about 10 million to replace him, and he's going to lead England in the World Cup.
Correct. Yeah. But you don't want kids in, you've just told me.
There's kids and there's...
Oh, hang on, Rich, is that a reverse?
There's kids and there's good kids. That's what you're saying.
They're not good enough.
Stephen.
Some of these ain't good enough.
Who are the others? Stephen Davis played in the Premier League. Craig Gardner played in the Premier
Whittingham.
League. Whittingham played in the Premier League. Never had a chance. Rich.
Well, who sold them then? The fans fans ain't said they want them sold, have they?
You've just said to me you want foreign players. You've just said to me, don't start talking about kids developing. We want to spend money on players. And I'm telling you, you had good talent and never used it. Rich, have a great summer. We're back after this.
The Goal Zone.
With Elite electronic cigarettes. Contain nicotine. Available in a store near you.
Free Radio 80s. Birmingham's most accurate travel.
With crossgroupuk.com for everything Volkswagen and Skoda in the West Midlands.
There's very slow traffic on the southbound M42 from Junction 6 for Birmingham Airport and Coventry through to Junction 4 for Shirley and Dorridge on the A34. The northbound M6 also very stop-start between Junction 6 for the Aston Expressway through to Junction 8 as you join it with the M5. That's also causing delays to the northbound M5. It's quite congested from Junction 2 at Albury in Birmingham through to the M6 at Junction 8. In Shirley, the A34 Stratford Road has been closed on the northbound side between Solihull Road and Stanway Road because of an earlier accident, causing delays into the centre of Birmingham. Free Radio Travel, I'm Phil Peacock.
This is Adam.
Beep, beep.
Whenever Adam pops into Tesco for a pint of milk or does a really big shop, he saves up to 20p a litre at a Tesco petrol filling station. The more Adam shops, the more Adam saves. This makes him feel...
Woohoo!
For every £50 you spend on shopping, you'll earn 2p off a litre of fuel at a Tesco petrol filling station when you scan your club card. Club card fuel save. Tesco. Every little helps.
UK stores and tesco.com/groceries. Exclusions and validity limits apply.
I miss the 80s. The big hair, big shoulder pads, big makeup. Oh, Grandad really did know how to dress back then. But one thing I don't miss is thumbing through a book as thick as your woolen neon leg warmers just to find the number of a local tradesperson. Good thing then that these days TrustedTrader.com can help you do all that in just a couple of clicks. There's even an app for your smartphone. Top tradespeople only a click away, just one of the things that make TrustedTrader.com the UK's trusted online trade directory.
Matt Murray, Wolves legend.
Yes, Ian Taylor, Villa legend.
Love it, love it. What were you into in the 80s?
Well, I was only born in 1981, so So I was quite a young pup then. I was Everton daft when I was young, and my gear was shocking. You know, when you look at them pictures back in the day, you got the worst garms ever, and you're thinking, come on, Mum, how do you ever dress me like that? And my afro
and
everything.
You look the bees, yeah.
The Goal Zone.
Get the most passionate coverage of your team with our team. Banter with us every Monday and Friday at 6 here on Free Radio 80s.
All right, lads, what can I get you?
Bacon and egg, please, bub. Sausage and tomato, love.
How about you, sweetheart?
I'll have a granola bar and a bottle of water, please.
A proper builder? Not with that breakfast. Unlike the builders that use E.H. Smith, a proper builder's merchant, where at their depot in Shirley, they've doubled their range. More bricks, blocks, timber, paint, landscaping and tools. They've lowered the price on 13,000 products, like a bag of cement. Just £2.95 plus VAT. Come and see us on Haslocks Green Road in Shirley. E.H. Smith. Proper builders use proper builder's merchants.
Colin. The neighbours are off to that Warner again. They're going to that new and improved Alverston Hall in Cheshire. Ooh, with its brand new cabaret restaurant and new shows, over 100 new rooms and fancy new gardens. No. We're perfectly happy sitting at home watching our favourite reality TV. Aren't we, Colin?
Well, I thought it sounded...
Shh, Colin, it's starting.
Don't be a Colin and Carol. Be the first to experience a brand new era at Alverston Hall in Cheshire. To book now, visit warnerhotel.com/alverston. Life begins at Warner.
Award-winning dealer group, Arbury, the new name for Nissan in the Midlands. With used cars from £2,495. Visit Arbury in Bromsgrove and Leamington Spa and at arbury.co.uk.
You've heard the bears roar. But on June 3rd at Edgbaston, hear the three lions roar. England versus Sri Lanka in the day-night Royal London One Day International. Be there to cheer on a fresh new era of England cricket against the recent T20 World Champions. And it could be your last chance to see Sri Lankan superstars Lasith Malinga, Mahela Jayawardena and former Bear Kumar Sangakkara. With tickets priced from just £35 for adults. Snap yours up at edgbaston.com/tickets.
Free Radio
80s.
The Goal Zone.
With Elite's electronic cigarettes. Contain nicotine. Available in a store near you.
Poor Rich is crying now.
I know.
You've proper laid into him.
I don't care. I'm sick of people coming on here telling him things like contradicting themselves. We don't want, you've got to get by players. Now, you keep talking about the kids.
I don't think but it quite. But it,
yeah, don't it you start defending him. That. Don't defend him because he's a Villa fan. That's all you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. But my point's valid. Those are good kids that you are better
we
than what you've got.
Kids go. We have let good kids go.
Gary Cahill, leading England in the World Cup. Oh,
you have nightmares about that.
And instead, with all due respect, Baker and Clark have been playing there.
Mm.
And Cahill is as good. And let me tell you, he played in the first team, scored a great goal against Blues,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
I hate him.
I don't know. For some reason, Martin didn't like him.
But he was but he's got it in him. He's a good defender.
Yeah. We all know he's a good player.
But, you know, listen, at the end of the day, managers have to opinions. Make decisions. It's about opinions. Dan says, I wouldn't be surprised if Randy Lerner's statement was just a PR stunt to get the fans to buy season tickets. Listen, with all due respect, Dan, they have no PR. They haven't got a clue about PR. Vis-a-vis cancelling the flipping end-of-season awards dinner. Unbelievable.
Looking forward to that meal.
Well, I was there going. I was going to
That's why they cancelled it.
I was going to take the pressure off Paul Lambert. but the guy who invited me contacted us and said it's off.
Yeah.
And it was hour after that.
I got a phone call yesterday
After I tweeted it and put it out on social media and on the news, the club decided to go, yes, we have confirmed it is off. Nonsense. Face up to it. And also, in the past, players have been roped off away from the fans. Disgraceful. Yeah. Disgraceful. Yeah. What's all that about? Let me tell you, you know Blues have had a dreadful season. Dreadful. Won two games at home. Lee Clark and his players faced it. Didn't rope them off. They came, sat amongst the fans and talked to them all night, photographed all the rest of it, because I said to Lee Clark, you know, are you coming? He went, I'm not hiding anything. I'm not shirking it. I'm coming to face them. And I like that. Villa didn't. Is that it's the manager? Is it the manager?
I'm not
the board,
sure who it is,
or
Tom.
Is it the players?
Sure it is,
do the players
I don't think the players have any control over that at
no,
all.
No, but they might be going, don't fancy this.
I don't know. I think it would probably come from
the top. Because I can imagine Guzan and Vlah being really good with the fans to talk to them, couldn't they?
The players, once you get in amongst them, they're fine.
They're good as gold.
They're fine.
Yeah. But you're right, they have no control on that sort of thing, do they? But it's a PR disaster for me, that. Absolute disaster.
I think a little bit more can be done, Tom.
24 hours before the event, they pulled it. So it's cost them money, by the way. It's cost them dough.
Oh, yeah.
It's cost them dough.
I know all the food was done and everything.
It cost them dough. So then, all the corporates have gone, well, thanks very much indeed. So next time, Villa go, do you want to come to our dinner? No, I don't think they'll be successful.
I know.
I think you have to realise the fans can't be ignored. And
Tom, we all know there's no football club without the fans.
I'll try telling a few chairmen that. Matt says, Tom, I think you're right, the club isn't close to being sold. However, I do think there's already been interest shown in the last few weeks or even months. I can't imagine Randy would declare an intent to sell without having possible offers, as it would weaken his hand at the negotiating table. I don't believe that. I think in the modern world of football, I don't think that's the case. I think it's like, when a house is put up for sale, it's put up for sale. You don't say, don't put it up for sale and we'll see if somebody wants it. You don't, do you? You have to tell people, listen, like a footballer, he's on the transfer list.
Yeah, come and get him.
Howard says, Klinsmann is the one we keep hearing about. I'd take him, big name attacking star, put Villa back on the map. Now, that has come from...
I wouldn't even know what kind of football he plays right now.
Out of contract with the USA.
Yeah.
He's leaving the USA at the end of the World Cup. He's managing the USA, the American link.
Yeah.
And sometimes two and two make five, but sometimes it makes four. Andy says it wouldn't surprise me if the new owners have a new manager in place ready to go once completed. You're assuming the deal's there being completed. Whoever does decide to buy it will have his own view about who he wants as manager, that's for sure.
Of course.
You're spot on there, Andy. Chris says, I think all Villa fans will be glad to get the club sold and move on into the summer to bring in quality management and players. And Tomo, the Baggies fan, says, Terry Burton is a top football man. Hodgson rated him. And to be involved at Arsenal's academy means he's got to know his onions. Mm. I think that's great, man.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden now, something Villa haven't got, by the way, football nows, with all due respect to Paul Faulkner, who I quite like. But they haven't got that football house. And Albion didn't have it, which is why Anna Chibi's at the club.
Oh, Tom.
No, I'm not being rude. He's a lovely fella and he's got a place in football, but he's not a goal-scoring striker for a record signing.
No.
Thank you. So my point is, now there's three. The head coach, Garlick, Burton. The head coach says, I need a left winger, fullback, goalkeeper, whatever.
Mm.
Garlick says, OK, these are the people that fit our criteria. Burton says, I know him. I'll have a look at him. Yeah. I'll decide him. He's the best that suits us. Da-di-da-di-da. Yeah.
There's and a then structure all to of it.
There's a structure to it. Exactly. So I think it's a great signing. Mark says, Garlick doesn't know anything about football. Why is he still at the club? Mohammed says, listening to you, Tom, is depressing for Blues fans and the season is 3 months away. Nothing whatsoever to look forward to. Mate,
you're just
don't shoot
the
messenger.
Just stating the facts,
don't
aren't you?
Shoot the messenger. I wish I could say to you now, we've just heard that the club's been sold. I would love it. Love it, let me tell you. Sid!
All right, mate.
Sorry to keep
what
you waiting, pal.
In China, Tom.
Sorry?
Because I've read on the football gossip, I don't know how true it is, that he wants £25 million for the club. He'll accept £25 million. Now, is that for 20%
Hang on, firstly,
of the
Sid,
club?
Firstly, no. Firstly, he won't... this is a really complication. If somebody said to him, here's £25 million, he might say, OK, but... You can only have 24% of the shares now for 10 million, say, I don't know, or for 5 or 7 million or 10 million, whatever, whatever, whatever. You can only have that, and then over the next year or so, we will sell you the next bits by instalments because we have to stay on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. However, you can run the club. That's the way they're going to do it, I believe.
You know what? You know, Tom, they've already run us into the ground. What do they want to do now? Bloody bury us.
Well... Again, you know, the biggest problem was the arrest and freezing of the assets. It was that moment that, you know, all of a sudden things were going desperately wrong. I am up to my ears in it. I just want them to sell it. But remember, they're not going
to
sell it now. They will sell a part of it. But I can't imagine. I think that's the hold-up, if you ask me. Because I think people with money go, I want that club. I'll give you £25 million, but I want it all. Because what about if they sell bits of it and then they renege on the deal if Blues got back into the Premier League?
In the whole scheme of things, it's quite cheap, isn't it, as far as football clubs
go? You know, like, Tom, if you're selling your house for, say, 190,000...
You can have it.
You ain't going to sell the kitchen, are you, and still have the living room?
Good point.
You're
well, mate. Yeah, you're not going to say, well, I'll tell you what, you can have me a house, I'll sell you for 180,000, but at the moment, you're only having the kitchen, but over the next 12 months, you can have the living room, the garden. You're right, it's a nonsense.
I just wish they'd sell it so we can get out of
The worry I have is that all the people selling it, and I've met Mr. Pavlakis now, charming fella, wants to do, he tells me the right thing for the football club, but they're all working for BIHL. So I just want to make sure somebody is looking after the interests of the football club before BIHL. I just worry about it, if I'm honest. But we will see.
There's something else, Tom. I don't know. I was watching the Football League show the other week and I heard Paladini's name linked with QPR.
No,
QPR?
No, he used to be QPR. He won't be back.
Oh,
he
used to be. Oh, that's all right.
He's definitely.
I was going to say, don't scare me like that.
Cheers, Sid.
I'd love that bloke to buy the club.
Have a great, lovely summer. Cheers, pal.
Cheers, mate. All the best.
033-066-0999. Now, interesting. The new owner of Leicester, I can't say his name because it's it's one of them Scrabble words. But nevertheless, he's one of the best pals of my pal out in Thailand, who used to be. Big club owner here, Roger Futrell, Bomber Futrell.
Oh, yeah, I know the Futrell name.
Well,
yeah,
exactly. Well, Bomber was over recently, and he was telling me, he's come out today, and he's going to spend £180 million.
Oh, yeah, million.
Straight
him,
away.
Wants to get him into the top five
Good
in
luck.
3 years.
But now you do all that money, and you don't.
And that's what Randy Lerner did.
Because exactly the same thing. But most chairmen now go, listen, there's a dream there. We'd love to get in the Champions League with whoever. There's a dream. But if I spend 180 million and I don't do it, I've done my brains in. I might as well spend 50 million and just make sure we're staying.
Mm.
and save yourself. That's, I know it's wrong, folks, listeners and football fans, it's wrong, but that is what they will do, because why throw the dead money? And don't blame the owners, don't blame the players, don't blame the system, because this Premier League has given us that game. They've given us that game where the top four clubs, five clubs, are the ones that matter. Scudamore makes that clear as bell. Nobody else counts. The big clubs are what matters. So the rest of them go, well, OK, if we're on here to make up the numbers, OK, well, I'll spend so much just to try and make sure I can stay in the league and I'll still get me dough and we're all happy days. That's the reality. You don't like it, I know, but that is the reality. That is the situation. Have I got that Mars wrong?
I don't think so, Tom, unless you've got a bottomless pit and you're willing to burn money.
Oh, if you're the Sheikh of, what is it, the Sultan of Brunei, and you've got billions and billions and billions and billions and billions, and you're earning billions every day with your oil, you might go, who cares, to spend it. Not a problem.
But most wouldn't.
But they aren't going to buy West Bromwich Albion and Birmingham City or Aston Villa, I don't think. I can't see that.
No.
Because I think if you... Because remember, when they come in, they're not football passionate people. They've come in to throw money at something and win something and be the best. And so they can say, amongst all their peers, the rich guys, I've got a bigger wallet than you and I've won the... And so they'll go to Manchester, they'll go to London. That's as I see it.
Yeah.
I mean, Newcastle, 50,000 every week. Can't get a buyer of that quality, of that sort. Manchester, and then they can show off to their mates, this is what I do. Do you think Sheikh Mansour or his mate, the chairman, go into Musk Side and talk to the fans or do forums? With no chance in a million years. In fact, the chairman, not the Sheikh Mansour, his chairman, flew in from Abu Dhabi for the Villa game on a private 777. Not a Learjet, a 777. Different world,
great,
man.
Isn't it?
Different world.
But that's what you're dealing with, Tom. You know, you get these guys. And to be fair to them, at Man City, because I've been there a few times now, and the place is just amazing, what they're doing with it. And they're investing in the community and all that kind of stuff.
The whole infrastructure of the ground with all the...
And they're doing it properly. They are doing it properly. You've got to hand it to them, but they have got the money to do it.
Yeah. But it's his hobby. He's not passionate about
And it's
Man
a big
City.
PR exercise for Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, and he's got money to burn.
Yeah.
So he's burning it.
Mm.
Now, I think all that has done has set up a them and us situation in the Premier League.
Yeah.
Even, let me tell you, even the Liverpools and Chelsea not, but the Liverpools and Spurs can't keep up with him.
No. No.
So it's set up a them and us with them and an even bigger them and us with the rest of us. And if you can't see that the game has totally gone in terms of a contest, I don't know. And that's Scudamore and his cronies. The Premier League, when it was set up, Animal Farm style, George Orwell style, with that Orwellian attitude, well, hang on, we're bigger than you, we're more than you. That's what's done it. That's my view, anyway. Jane!
Hiya, Charles. Hiya, Tommy.
Hello, Jane.
Were you one of those nuggets? Were you one of those nuggets singing his name?
No, singing Tails' name, yeah, of course.
Were you singing Jesus' name at the weekend?
Jesus is a Villa fan, yeah.
so funny.
Let's start with the awards to begin with. Just another total PR disaster down at Villa Park this season. It's not the first, is it? I mean, it's the disasters at Villa Park, PR-wise, have just been absolutely awful. And I thought the worst one was you asked Bennett, but now to cancel the awards
tonight. Spot on, Jane, I forgot that. I'd forgotten that, Jane. Yeah. Spot on. They put a young kid out. They hung him out to dry, the kid.
They did. I mean, I'm not a fan of Bennett, so I've never, never made any bones about it. I've not been a fan. But I don't think he's a fan of many. And to put that PR disaster out there of ask Bennett and then cancel the award tonight, and then you've got all the Villa players saying, well, it's because they can't give anybody an award because of how awful we have played this season. And the only ones that deserve the awards are the fans.
Well, why don't the players turn up last night and tonight, my apologies, why don't they turn up tonight and say, and get the skipper on the stage and the manager and talk to the fans and the corporate sponsors and say, you guys have been brilliant. We've let you down this season and we apologise. And I tell you what, they get a standing ovation. Mm. But you know what they've done? They've run and hide. Run and hid.
They have. I felt sorry the weekend. I mean, obviously I was there. And I refuse to ever boo my team. I never, ever boo my team. And I'll never... Yeah, OK, I might have sang for McLeish to go, but I've never, ever sang for McLeish to go or whatever. And the chance, like, was, like, you know, at half-time was absolutely awful, aimed towards the players. And I just felt sorry for Dalph at the end. He just come over and he just literally just stood there and he shrugged his shoulders.
He's been a shining light this year for me.
And he has really only been the one. And I mean, talking about PR disasters, there was a group of us from North Walsall Lions, and I guess a bit of a so thick skin they won't understand, but we all dressed up as penguins for last match of the season, purely because we'd been given the cold shoulder from the Villa. And again, another PR disaster over the free travel. And I think that was the real bugbear for us this season, was the free travel, and then it stuck to the official Aston Villa coaches rather than go out to the actual Lions clubs, because we've got loads of Lions clubs. You've got Bromley,
everywhere.
Cannock Lions, Sutton Coldfield, and to me, they're the real fans, you know what I mean? They're the ones that turn up. Cannock Lions, they must have 3-4 coaches go every week to every away game. North Walsall Lions, we have one, possibly two.
Jane, I've got to go to the break, but let me leave you with this. If you employ somebody, whether it's a manager, a coach, or an ice cream salesman, when you employ somebody, if he fails, it's not his fault. It's not Lambert's fault. It's not It's not the ice cream seller's fault. It's the person who employed him, because you are obliged to make sure, when you do your due diligence on employing people, that they've got a better than even chance of being successful. And if they haven't, because remember, all they do is accept a job. And who wouldn't accept Aston Villa?
Exactly, yeah.
Tails would run across the road to take the job tomorrow. You would. So would any Villa fan. But they might not be very good at it.
And we'd all accept Tails as well.
For God's sake, get out of here.
Not for manager.
Get out of here. James, stop. If you want a love affair, ring him. 033-066-00999. We're back after this.
The Goal Zone.
With Elite's electronic cigarettes. Contain nicotine. Available in a store near you.
Free Radio 80s. Birmingham's most accurate travel.
With crossgroupuk.com for everything Volkswagen and Skoda in the West Midlands.
There's very slow traffic on the southbound M42 from Junction 6 for Birmingham Airport and Coventry through to Junction 4 for Shirley and Dorridge on the A34. The northbound M6 also very stop-start between Junction 6 for the Aston Expressway through to Junction 8 as you join it with the M5. That's also causing delays to the northbound M5. It's quite congested from Junction 2 at Albury in Birmingham through to the M6 at Junction 8. In Shirley, the A34 Stratford Road has been closed on the northbound side between Solihull Road and Stanway Road because of an earlier accident, causing delays into the centre of Birmingham. Free Radio Travel, I'm Phil Peacock.
Breathe in and breathe out. Because we know that running a business is complicated, here's a simple thought to meditate upon. The Volkswagen Caddy costs just £199 a month with nothing to pay up front. And that's it. After all, the best partnerships keep things simple. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles. The power of partnership. Search Caddy to find out more. Available on new Caddy vans purchased with Volkswagen Finance. Participating van centres only until the 30th of June. Terms and conditions apply. Business users only. Price excludes VAT at 20%.
The all-day breakfast. Only served till midday. The bottomless coffee. Only includes one refill. Some broadband packages are like that. They say they're unlimited, but leave you wanting more. TalkTalk is different. Our broadband packages start from just £3.50 a month, plus £15.95 line rental. And they're 100% totally unlimited. No download limits, no caps, and we'll never slow you down. For our best deals, visit talktalk.co.uk/April. A brighter home for everyone. Contract and £30 connection fee applies.
Award-winning dealer group, Arbury, the new name for Nissan in the Midlands. With all-make servicing from £99. Visit Arbury in Bromsgrove and Levington Spa and at arbury.co.uk.
Colin, the neighbours are off to that Warner again. They're going to that new and improved Alverston Hall in Cheshire. Ooh, with its brand new cabaret restaurant and new shows, over 100 new rooms and fancy new gardens. No. We're perfectly happy sitting at home watching our favourite reality TV, aren't we, Colin?
Well, I thought it sounded...
Shh, Colin, it's starting.
Don't be a Colin and Carol. Be the first to experience a brand new era at Alverston Hall in Cheshire. To book now, visit warnerhotel.com/alverston. Life begins at Warner.
Get ready to roar as the Birmingham Bears take on the Yorkshire Vikings Friday, May 23rd in NatWest T20 Blast Cricket. Visit edgebaston.com. It's what Fridays are for.
All right, lads, what can I get you?
Bacon and egg, please, bub. Sausage and tomato, love.
How about you, sweetheart?
I'll have a granola bar and a bottle of water, please.
A proper builder? Not with that breakfast. Unlike the builders that use E.H. Smith, a proper builder's merchant, where at their depot in Shirley, they've doubled their range. More bricks, blocks, timber, paint, landscaping and tools. They've lowered the price on 13,000 products, like a bag of cement. Just £2.95 plus VAT. Come and see us on Haslocks Green Road in Shirley. E.H. Smith. Proper builders use proper builder's merchants.
I miss the 80s. The big hair, big shoulder pads, big makeup. Oh, Grandad really did know how to dress back then. But one thing I don't miss is thumbing through a book as thick as your woolen neon leg warmers just to find the number of a local tradesperson. Good thing then that these days TrustedTrader.com can help you do all that in just a couple of clicks. There's even an app for your smartphone. Top tradespeople only a click away, just one of the things that make TrustedTrader.com the UK's trusted online trade directory.
Want to take the 80s with you wherever you go?
Without having to perm your hair and dig out the leg warmers.
Then you need the Free Radio iPhone and Android app. Just search Free Radio in your app store and look out for our lovely green logo.
Free Radio.
80s.
The Goal Zone.
With Elite's electronic cigarettes. Contain nicotine. Available in a store near you.
Extra time on The Goal Zone with me and Tails. And just to say, this is the last phone-in. Until or unless anything happens. For example, if Villa was sold Friday, we'd do a special...
You'd drag me in.
No. Probably. Well, you know, you'd be in the press conference after... getting your wallet out for a change.
Whoa.
James says, a texter has just said, Burton knows his onions. Hopefully more than garlic. Too bad that. Mike says, Villa's situation is worrying. We can't let this drag on, otherwise we'll go into next season with the same group of players, and that's a worry. Harry says, Villa is a good buy for someone, but the investment needed to take us to the next level might be off-putting. That's what we were saying, weren't we?
Yeah.
Gaz says, it's feasible. The five consortia are waiting for the club to go into admin and take it for nothing. Is it feasible? Gaz, I suppose so, but I know that, definitely I know from one of the groups, he's not. They're desperate to get it. Vince says Terry Burton's appointment is a good sign, but can't help but think it's another hoop for our prospective manager to jump through. Whack Rumbold on Twitter says Villa need to spend £100 million just to keep them mid-table, as we're now that far behind others.
I don't think you'd be far off.
Emma says, hi, Tom. Have a great summer. Look forward to listening again next season.
I do think sometimes as well, Tom, we forget about losing Benteke.
Akore.
Mm. Kozak even.
Yeah.
You know, long-term injuries as well.
And losing Silla.
Which hasn't helped.
He went lost about 10 minutes into the game, I think.
Which were a killer to the manager. But, you know, we still should be doing better than what we have.
Let's go to Dave. Hi, Dave.
Tails, I hope he's got the window locks on tonight, because I reckon he's jumping out at 7 o'clock because he's getting me down today, son. he's having a mare, isn't he? Tom,
ooh.
What's your problem?
Ooh.
What's your problem?
You mean
Tom? Could we just come to the PR disaster at the Villa with the gala evening and all that? I mean, fair play to Blues, yeah. There was no segregated area, but Weatherspoon's policy will never have a segregated area, son. So, you know, it was as it was in a venue like that, but. I think we'll look at the Villa and say...
Hang on. They were told this time that players would be available for autographs for half an hour, then couldn't be bothered, would not be allowed to be bothered by supporters after that.
At the Villa or the Blues?
Yes, the Villa.
for Villa. Well, it's a PR disaster. I don't know what's gone on down there. I've got some mates that work in that department, and it's all gone very quiet. So I'll chase that one up. But I just want to look at the Lerner era and say, look at what he's left us in terms of the club, the structure, the infrastructure, the training facilities,
yeah,
the ground, the facilities. Yeah.
We have said that. It's right for the pickings, really.
It's right for the pickings, son.
It's a really attractive proposition for Sunday.
Definitely, and I think we've got to bide our time. We're coming. He could have rocked the boat by announcing it sort of 3 or 4 weeks ago, or even 6 weeks ago, and then where would he be? We might have been headed for the Championship. You know, no manager's going to come in at the moment, are we? We've got to just bide our time and, enjoy our summer. I know you're off to over the weekend with the missus, Tom, but...
Off to where?
After that, you'll be all right.
Off to where?
Where did you say, off to where?
IKEA, son.
She's coming with me, Dave.
Let me tell you, I have never, to this moment, ever set foot in IKEA. Really?
It was in my wedding vows, son. I would never go there. I'd never go to St Andrews. It's the two places I refuse to go. just want to finish on a bright note, Tommy. I rang you on Friday, and it was presentation evening, and you said, you've won nothing yet. My chairman cycled over to Highgate United Sunday morning. We played in the Division 1 playoff of the 11.
How did you get on?
We won 9-2, Tom, so we're in the Premier League next
Good
season.
Night.
Have a bit of that.
Well done. Congratulations.
Can I give your number to Paul Faulkner?
Mate, I mean, I must be up there somewhere or other here with my reputation.
Hey, listen, well done. Listen, it's brilliant. And you put a line.
Have a great summer. And take it easy.
And you too, Dave. God bless
Cheers,
you.
Cheers, Dave.
Is that your name of your team? Bourneville, isn't it? Is it Bourneville?
Bourneville FC, mate. Under 11s. We're at League Cup final at Chelmsley Wood on Sunday against Kingshurst. Great bunch of lads from Kingshurst as well.
Good luck.
So, and have a good day with Harry and help Harry on Sunday. And
brilliant. We'll do, mate. Thanks, Dave.
We'll do, pal.
The Villa boys.
Cheers. God Cheers, bless mate. You, pal. What are you doing Sunday?
Yeah, we're playing in the Harry Mosley game. I will be playing. Tom, I'm going to buy a pair of boots
tomorrow. Not the yellow ones. Don't.
Believe me, I've not even got a pair of football boots.
I'm on the pitch on. I'm going to hammer you.
Are you going to play?
No, I'm on
the pitch.
You've
got to get on.
No,
come on, Tom.
I could have played the other
I'll
night.
Whack you all over the shop.
Oh, yeah, any chance. I'll sort you. I would sort you big time, let me tell you.
You have to catch me first.
I've seen you run.
Hey, you know that song, Roll Out the Barrel?
What are you trying to say? Don't forget, folks, anything that happens, if Albion get a new coach in, or Blues get sold, or Villa get sold, or whatever, if there's any genuine need, we will be back with a phone in. And but from me and him...
Yeah, that's it.
Where are you going
Until
now?
The next time.
Off home?
Off home, Tom.
You're out clubbing?
No, those days are gone.
Thanks, folks. Have a wonderful evening. Thanks for all your input. It's been a blast. Thank you very much indeed. Take care. See you soon.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
The Goal Zone.
With Elite's electronic cigarettes. Contain nicotine. Available in a store near you.
Free Radio 80s.